This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Hanley. The Seacoast Science Center's Marine Mammal Rescue Team just wrapped up its inaugural year. The team took over responding to rescue calls for seals and other stranded mammals in coastal New Hampshire last January. The New England Aquarium in Boston previously handled those duties. Ashley Stokes is rescue coordinator for the Marine Mammal Rescue Team, and she joins us now to talk about the group's efforts. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming in. Tell us a little bit about the program first off and how the first year went.
Sure. So we formally took over Marine Mammal Rescue for the state of New Hampshire on January 1st of 2014. So we're a part of a network with Northeast organizations that do this work.
How many rescues have you done this
past
year?
That's a great question. So coming into this, New England Aquarium did give us their data for New Hampshire from 2010 to 2013. So we did have a lot of the field experience, so we kind of knew a little bit of what to expect. And looking at the data and our experience, we thought average would be somewhere between 60 and 70 animals a year. And we closed out 2014 with 73.
Has that average held steady over those past several years? I mean, do you see spikes at certain
times?
So
there is kind of an ebb and flow to marine mammal rescue, depending on the seasonality of the year, but also if there's anything unique going on. So in 2011, they had an unusual mortality event, and Hampton was kind of considered ground zero, if you will, of that event. So at that time, we did have over 150 animals in that area that were dead or dying. And it did turn out to be a strain of the avian flu, that there's a lot of studies going on now to see if that is a strain that may be transferable to humans. So for that reason alone, it's a benefit to have these organizations around that are doing this work.
So this work isn't just for the animals themselves, it's for a wider public health issue.
Right. So seals previously were looked at as sentinels of the sea or canaries in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're looking at them on a national level as an indicator species of ocean health. So education, of course, is a big part of this program. So not only for the rescue itself, but it's great for us to be out there, be present out there when there is an animal on the beach to educate the public as to why it's there, why they shouldn't approach it, what it might be presenting with, things like that.
How many people are on the team?
So as far as staff, it's myself full-time. We have three rescue assistants that are part-time, and then we also have a consulting veterinarian.
How is the program funded?
In addition, not only to the staff, we do have 32 field volunteers as well, which helps kind of keep our costs down a little bit as far as staff. So we rely very heavily on our volunteer base. But there is some federal funding. It is now extremely limited. And for that reason, we rely heavily on the support of the public and the support of our community, not only corporate donors and corporate supporters, but also private donors and just normal everyday people that might be able to donate.
Walk me through the procedure for a rescue. Do you hear from the general public about an animal in distress, and that's when you respond? What happens?
Yes. So we rely very heavily on the public to let us know that these animals, alive or dead, are out there on the shores.
Can you give us a rescue story? Give us a highlight?
Sure. I'll give you kind of the highlight of Belmont, who has now become our poster child or poster seal mascot for the Marine Mammal Rescue Team. He was our first seal that we brought to rehab, so he was only about 24 to 48 hours old when we first got out there. Harbor seals will be with their mom typically about 3 weeks, sometimes approaching 4 weeks, so they're only with their mom for about 21 days. So during that 21 days, there's a critical bonding going on there. The mother is teaching the pup a lot that pup will need to know in order to survive. And she will drop the pup off on a quiet beach in order to go out, fish for food so that she can come back and nurse the pup. And if she does try to come back and she sees a threat on the beach, she will not return until that threat is gone. And after some time passes, if there is still a threat, she will abandon the pup.
Mm.
And that's what happened in this case. It was deemed maternal abandonment, likely due to human interaction. So that's what we're really trying to get out ahead of, is getting our people out there on the beach, as long as there's especially the live animals, keeping a volunteer or staff member on the beach, so long as the animal is there, to educate the public and kind of negate the chance for human interaction. And Belmont would not have survived on his own because he was still dependent. He spent about 4 months in rehab and was released on September 2nd. So that was an exciting thing for us, our first start-to-finish success story.
Ashley Stokes is Rescue Coordinator for the Marine Mammal Rescue Team. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.